Now ask God to help you see how your inner life contradicts your outer life. Now ask God to show you how your inner life contradicts your outer life. Any honest Christian is going to write down or maybe even have a page full of stuff, but the good ones, maybe just one or two. How about that? Where your inner life contradicts your outer life. Anybody ever read that poem called The Man in the Mirror? Yeah. Look in the mirror. Look into that person's eyes that's looking back. And where does your inner life contradict your outer life? On the other hand, where do they agree? How does your inner life and outer life agree? One thing I want you to take with you this week is how might God work to build more holy integrity within you? When you look at that person in the mirror that stares back at you every morning and every night, how might God work to build more holy integrity within you? For the love of our children, for the love of our youth and young adults. You see, they've told us point blank, maybe not necessarily our youth, but in all the literature and all the statistics that's written, they have told us loud and clear they want us to lead. They want us to actually be a person who they want to follow. They have asked us for that. And all I'm asking you individually and us as a church is to be people that they can follow. To be people and to be a church that they can look up to and say, man, maybe one day I can be like that. Amen. As you leave today, both young, youth, and adults, when our actions don't match our convictions, we are what? When our actions don't match our convictions, we are... When our actions... See, you're catching on, so I'm just helping out here. When our actions don't match our convictions, we are... Be bold. Be strong and courageous. Live a holy life. I'm not saying we won't make mistakes. All of us do. But you know what? I think the youth will appreciate a few cracks. Amen? Just be honest and live a holy life. Don't forget next week, if your youth or children are not here today, or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, make sure they're here next week because I want to pull our children and our youth up. We're going to have them come over from the nursery and everything, and we as a congregation are going to pray for our youth and our children. And so I really want this to be a big event. This will be right now. This sermon series is too much for 4 weeks. So I will be pulling these things out and talking about them intermittently and maybe doing another series on them. But the next week will be the last sermon in this series, which is going to be Circle of Friends from Ecclesiastes 4. And so make sure you have them here. And at the end of the service, we're going to pray for them. Okay? Can I get an amen on that? Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you for your word, and we ask, God, that it works on our hearts and our minds. Even if we are holding back and holding you back, God, I ask that you break the walls of our selfishness. I ask that you break the walls, whatever walls we have in our life, so that we can truly see how you can work with us and within us, Lord, to make us holy and righteous and not whitewashed tombs. We love you, God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. As I was thinking about the hymn of invitation today, one came to mind, and it's one that we all know, and I just love it. It's one of my favorites, and I'm hoping it'll be, I think for most of you, it's going to be one of yours as well. It's on 378. I invite you to turn to that. Because this subject, we need grace, don't we? We've got to have grace. Some of us have been living this way for 41 years, some more and some less. And so we need grace, youth and children. Just know that we're working on it. So as we sing this song, I'm going to start off on the first verse, and I want you to join me on the second. And so as you begin to sing the second stanza, would you please stand at that time? Ruth? Just close your eyes and think about how awesome God is.